Pshut Nechaburo. Talking about Simon Reisamach, the Sukkah being Mechel, the Kavod Shabbos, and the Get to your Guf. There's three cases over here that put on Shulchan Aruch. One is washing a body, the second case is cutting your nails, and the third case is getting your hair cut. I'd like to go to one of the Shulchan Aruch to explain each one. First idea of washing your body, the Makor for that is the Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Kafei, Bigjan, the Minigar of Yehuda by Eloi, Erev Shabbos, he would bring an areva molei chamim of hot water, a v'reichet ponim yodav v'raglov, will wash his face, hands, and feet. The Torah is moisev, kolagof, brought down by the mother us, kolagof, and come to be aloha, being done the el rabbit from a factory upon it. He said, now, if you only have a little bit amount of water, of hot water, then you should focus on your hands, face, and feet. Otherwise, the mother says, kolagofoy. The reason behind it, the rabbi of the Torah, brought down by the mishkuot, sukkot, aleph, mifnei, kovet, Shabbos, it's the honor of Shabbos, Loshir Ben Yerucham, is that Oynik Shabbos, the Chidol might speak down both reasons over here. Now, once we have this aloha of our hands, face, and feet, where is that? So, face, pashas means your, bonnet means your, front of your face. Then you have Yodav, then bring down the Shagamayo, Chakyevsky, Chodeshani, until your elbow. Until your elbow is definitely get of Yodav. Where is Raglo? So, Shagamayo and Chodeshani also wants to go this way until your knee. The question is today, to the Mishnah Berurah, when I'm going to resort, to wash your feet. That time means pashas in his days. He said, Lachua, the reason is, Beloshin Efter, could they not go barefoot or bare feet, in their days? And therefore they were not medactic to wash hot water on the feet over here. Now, Negev the Rechitzel, coming with Shari Tshuva, brings down the Chidol, Api the Arizal, how should you go wash your body? He says, Loshin the Bechaber is, Api the Gemara, is first your face, then your hands, then your feet. Why Api the Cheshivas? What's more Cheshiv? Your head. Then the next thing is your hands, then your feet. Therefore, you wash your body, Api Cheshivas. Work your way down, your hands, and your feet. Whether Achor Shulchan is moist of a drop more, says your head, means your head with your hair, washing it together with it. That's the most Cheshiv. Next, he says, if you wash your torso, your leg, your heart, that's more Cheshiv than your hands and your feet. So the next thing should be the case of your torso, your leg. And Shabbat says no. But Rosh Hashanah says yes. And the next thing he says, then he says your hands, then he says the case of your feet over here. Rosh Hashanah says, and the Mishnah and Simon Bey says, also in your choice of wash, you have two hands and two feet. Therefore, what you're going to do, wash first your right, then your left. Your right is more chashav than your left. So he says Rosh Hashanah, how do you do that? First, your head with your Rosh, the hair. Second is your heart. Third is your right hand. Fourth is your left hand. Next is your right foot. Then goes your left foot. And the Gemara says, I go do it with hot water. Yelocha b'gzam, the first, obviously, even Tarasa and Nosai, go wash hot water as the Gemara sees, we see. The reason why Pashas hot water, Lunda Sugin Chafifa, Yodea Kufs HaDeches, number one, hot water cleans better, practically. The second, then come out with HaSugin Oedig Shabbos, you enjoy your bed over here. The question Yelocha discusses is, let's say you do not have hot water. The case of Pashin or Tzainin. So if they get it, say, he wants to tie it up, vada liyotz b'zei de mitzvah. You have a case of cold water, you're not making this mitzvah v'chitz on Erev Shabbos. On Pashin, he's not sure about. Therefore, certain places where you live, not New York City, but other places, some places in Eretz Yisrael, some in the mountains, if you start taking a shower after a bunch of people took a shower, or later on Erev Shabbos, then what usually happens, the water that you get is Pashin, or even less than that, or cold. And therefore, maybe not mekayim the mitzvah. It's obviously chokhum ein of veroishay. And take a shower earlier, but make sure for sure you have the red light on for the dud over here. Not always be slamach on the dud shemesh. Not always enough water if you have a bunch of people around. Make sure you mekayim the mitzvah. The mitzvah, Rabbi Eloi, about to be didactic, get a case of chamim.
How early do you take a shower?
So the question is, how early go take a shower? Great question. Mashkiach has this question. So Mishmur, when he brings it down, he first starts off, Alocha is taking a shower, number one, Erev Shabbos, number two, and even Erev Yom Tov. He says, however, to take it on Thursday is not Kavod Shabbos. He says, what's the reason? Because Kavod Shabbos is more important. He said, but let's say a person cannot take it on Friday. For example, let's say Shabbos starts very early at 4 o'clock, and you go to work, come back, it's 4 o'clock, you have no time. Maybe Chashash Issa of Schito here, or you have a bunch of kids, come home gone until you get around to go to be a tirdo. Then come along the Mishnah and says you cannot do it on the case of Friday, Ichami, do it on the case of Thursday. Now, speaks out the Chodesh Shani, even though the Mishmar says not Shabbat but Thursday, what about Thursday night? It says the Pashas Rehu the Sugya L'chor Mishnun. It comes out the Ikka Day of Achole is really on Friday. So if you have an option Thursday night or Friday, a lot of we do on Friday. You can do Friday. Thursday night is better. You can do Thursday night. Thursday afternoon. Now it says the Chodesh Shani, but a lot of Thursday, Friday morning and onwards is a lot of the time of the mitzvah. Avadim Chachilah from Friday morning and onwards, you can take a shower, take a bath. Now the question is, what is the best time on Friday? What's the best time? That means it seems to be a minig out there, the bachur, they run in the last moment, they take a shower, they put on the suit, you know, it's always the running in the last moment, and they come to shul with a halabah right over here. Is that the correct and humble? Maybe you should take it earlier. So it's before Shramon, the end of Reisamach phase. The moment they write, the Yalbush Atman Big Day Shabbos, a person should put on Big Day Shabbos, Miyad Ach Shirochat Zatzmai. After you take a shower, put on Big Day Shabbos. Why? The Zel covered Shabbos. While Cain says Ramo, Lo Yichatz Le Shabbos, El Samach La Erev. The minute the Bachar can take the last moment as possible is before Shabbos. The boss says, take the shower as close as possible to Shabbos. Why? That way, after your shower, you can put on Big Day Shabbos. That means a lot of the whole time Friday, you can't permit to take the shower of hot water. But the best time is the closest possible to Shabbos, without any chashash of chilul Shabbos. Now, obviously, again, if you lose out the hot water, you lose out the mitzvah. You do it early over here. Voice speaks out the Shmir Shabbos. Let's say a person wants to take a shower a little bit earlier, and he has to sponge afterwards. He wants to put on a big day Shabbos, the words are more. After the shower, put on a big day Shabbos. Blessing the mikveh, be sweaty afterwards. Blessing the sponge afterwards, says Shmir Shabbos. If I don't put on a big day Shabbos. You have to be practical. The sage is take a shower, put on a big day Shabbos. You're ready for Shabbos. If you're not ready, you have to do things that are terrible. That make you sweat, don't put on big day Shabbos. But it comes out, we do Friday, any part of Friday, we take a shower, take a bath. The Milo is close as possible to Shabbos. We cannot do it on Friday, then Thursday night, not Thursday night, in the case of Thursday. Now, the Swarm off the page bring down the concept of going to the mikvah on their Shabbos. They point out, it's not the Mechaber, it's not the Rabbah, it's not the Taz, it's not the Magar Avram, not the Mishnah Berurah, not the people. No one over here brings down the idea of mikvah. Again, there is a Magar Avram that brings it down, but the Sugya Shnayim Mikvah HaTargum. He writes a list, also you should do tefillah after Shnayim Mikvah HaTargum. Again, there is a Mishnah Berurah, and Tovkuf Dun Aleph during the 9 days, discussing going to the mikvah. So he does bring down the concept, what's the halacha during the 9 days? There's a kid that does bring it down, the Chashulcha does. The Chai Odom Elam, like quoting, I think he's explained to Mishra Shabbaida, said, V'chol Odom, this Bainin L'Nasais, every person should test. Hiyashi Yechav No Odom Es Daitoi. The person puts his mind to it, be a Yiris Hashem Beliboi, be MS, be a Maisev Ritzoyim, Odom Vadai, for sure, La'ach Shetovu Be'er Shabbos, be Kervonu Ritzoy, the Kav Kedusha Shabbos, Yovim Adaitin, the Toysev Loi Dishom Yisayro. The person who does the Kedusha Shabbos, he's doing the Rotz Hashem, he'll feel the Shami Yisrael. Why can Yagish ben Nafsha Yiras Roimulus fulfill their exaltedness? Shaboli Ashajit. She divided by Ava Yiras Hashem until it feels love and the fear of Hashem. The Bodek Umanusa Mekama Noshim. Come upon Beloishim Sophic. Okay, in this Mosatayo, you got a problem. We might say he says, going to the mikvah, Avadi, you want to give the Shami Yisrael, especially when you do Tarmehel, Shami Yisrael, so Rashi, that. You can eat more, drink more over here, you know, buy the chumash over here. So my son comes out, you want to have the kedusha yisrael over here, the shami yisrael over here. You should go to the mikvah, and after that, after you feel the kedusha of Shabbos, you have the shami yisrael. Avad is in Milo, each one on his own. And the mashgiach every time tells me I should push the idea of going to mashgiach, going to the mikvah, going to the mikvah, going to the mikvah. And he'll tell you a story of sefer after sefer, makar after makar. So if you want the makar, it's eyeing him. But my son, each one on his own. My son is not put down on the page. But there are clouds, so over there, agav here and there.
Is it better to jump to a
line? The mashkech is right there, you can ask him. So the first thing you get on the page is the idea of rechitzo. That's the mechel l'kavod Shabbos. The second thing on the page, to mechel l'kavod Shabbos, is the idea of the geir to nail, siparim. And the geir to siparim on the page seem to be six separate halachas. Most of them are not intertwined. It's one halacha, you should cut your nails for Kavod Shabbos. The second halacha, not to cut them on Thursday. A third halacha, not to cut them in Kisidrom. A fourth halacha, your hands and toes, your fingers and toes should not be cut nails on the same day. A fifth halacha, you should not throw your nails in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. A sixth halacha, the idea of Yudah Chosid, not cutting them on Rosh Chodesh, negating this Friday. So we have to go through all six things over here. First, cutting nails will cover Shabbos. Yisrael Mishosh Avoido, El Rabo, the being on the Medrash. The Medrash says there's a Rav Echad who was Nifter, he came to Talmud Bachaloi, he had a Ketem Al Metzchai, he had a mark on his forehead. One of the reasons the Medrash says over, Shloya Nizla Gelech to Pornu Be'er Shabbos. He was not very careful to cut his nails. A person that has a mitzvah to cut his nails will cover Shabbos. Says he said Mishosh Avoido, like we spoke out of Mish Nun, over there when you buy things, you say Lekovat Shabbos Kodesh. He also says he said Mishosh Avoido, his words are Lekovat Shabbos Kodesh. He put the word Kodesh over here. Everyone saw where the word Kodesh from, but she was not saying that. Say the Shabbos Avoido, Lekovat Shabbos Kodesh. That's what she's going to say. Now, this idea of cutting your nails is a vada on your fingers. What about on your toes? So, the Binyan Mechayno, of Karp, the Montaino, my soul, especially on Sandy said over here, is like the Mishabura, Lekovat Shabbos, today we're not barefoot. Does not seem to be the medactic or machmer to cut our toes to cover Shabbos. Now, this idea of cutting nails to cover Shabbos, let's say you do not have what to go cut. You're the type of person who can cut once every second week, every third week, every fourth week. You don't need to. Is your din, or din, or being practical here? When you cut a cut to cover Shabbos. So, Losh Ben Yaino, called by the word of the Beis Yosef by us, when he quotes it, and he quotes both these Makaris, the called by and the Ben Yaino, is to look at the cutting nails called Shabbos. That's the words over here. The Tash says, "Kol er Shabbos go cut it." The Raz also. Now I could say what they're saying is not being didactic. You have to understand it. The Shabbos Shavuot just being practical over here. Come along, they bring down the reason himself. He cut his nails only once every 14 days himself. So, sounds like there's no din that you have to when they're saying it over. Meaning that's what you should go do it. Therefore, Shtobach, Shmuel Kamenetsky, and therefore Lachtim like bringing down the Vadi don't have to do the Erev Shabbos. It's just. When you can, you should. Could be maybe an afkamino. Is this week? Is our Shabbos on Friday? Then Shavuos comes out to be on Tuesday. So, especially going to the mikvah, everyone goes to the mikvah, like Shavuos says, Kukhal Ches, Chai on the entire Ashman Beregel, before they go to the mikvah, why we go cut our nails, do Chafifa like an Isha, some people say. The Ma'ase said, why don't you go cut your nails? Is there an Indian, maybe a Milo, if you do not need to, maybe do a Dafka on Tuesday? I skip next Friday, skip this Friday. You should learn what's better what to go do over here. That's what it says by here, it's not said by nails. Because most people, could be, it's every Friday. Most people is that way. I know by me it's every Friday. But other people tell me it's not the way, so fine. That's the question. There din? Not muhak, there's a din. And those speak out, there is no din. So the ones who say, don't speak it out. They'll say it's not a din, they do speak it out. Yes, Lord, you have mitzvah to.
Can we cut the nails on
the Friday? Oh, we'll get to it. Anyway, six things. So, number one is the cover Shabbos. Number two, can we cut them on Thursday? That means we have a Mogadron, we have a Taz, they bring down the Indian, that person should not cut the nails on Thursday. Now, the question exactly what the reason behind it is. The way the Taz says it over, because it starts going 3 days later, so you cut them on Thursday, then Friday, and Shabbos, it starts growing on Shabbos. And therefore, the Bzoin on Shabbos, that thinks it's not growing on Shabbos. Now, in fact, the Achrayim Abetzim Lushin, my realist question. A person is allowed to cause melacha to happen on Shabbos. We don't hold the Shizus Kalim. This is your body happening by itself naturally. So, what is the chashash of here? What are you being worried about? The Achrayim Abetzim, look at the Eliyahu, how the Mishmur quotes, the people going to bring down, that's not the Yisrael that causes melacha to go happen. The Yisrael is a chasson in tikkun kovod Shabbos. The kovod Shabbos, your nails should be cut down to as close as possible, that of course, injuring yourself. So therefore, as covered Shabbos, once it starts growing, even though it starts growing right away, it's only nicker a couple days later, that's a concern of covered Shabbos. Why did you not do it on Friday? Why start growing in case it's nicker on Shabbos? Therefore, my father told me to start, he was not going to come. But I guess he is going to come, so that's why I started. I don't always, but sometimes. I'm trying, I'm really trying. Zaini, I'm trying. So come now, as Kovod Shabbos, a person should do that on Friday, not Thursday. It's only called this Malach, not Wednesday. Boshim. Now, upon this Indian, they point out the Chodin Afghanis, whether you go to the Malach of the Taz, Malach of the Eli Rabbah, if you say to be Azaz Kovod Shabbos, or the Bazaar start growing 3 days later, they point out, let's say a person cannot cut it on Friday. I mean, let's say comes Buda Chosid, which Chaydush, this Friday. Let's say you and I want people who mock but not to cut your nails on Friday, even though it's Erev Shabbos. What are you going to do? Should you cut them on Thursday? Or maybe cut them Wednesday? Maybe cut them next week? They point out, according to Taz, maybe in the case of Wednesday is better. Or maybe not cut them at all, wait till next week. But according to the way the Eliyahu the Mishmur brings down, you cut them on Thursday. And therefore, every Sefer says, when it brings down this case of Yudah Chosid, or any other reason you cannot cut them on Friday, this week you should cut them on Thursday. The same thing that they point out, let's say Erev Yontov comes out. Yontov comes out on Friday. Friday Shabbos. You want to cut them on Thursday. According to Taz, you should cut them on Thursday or not. Because they're going out on Shabbos. According to the El Rabo, Prim God Mishabu, Avadi cut them on Thursday. So it comes out that the Sayyid Shaboy is from Dunaka, what?
In the first year?
You cut.
What you,
Thursday, yeah, cut them on Thursday, even because it's Yontif, you have to, yeah.
Before
Shkia, because Thursday night is usually Yontif.
No, he's talking about the case of
Yudah Chosid. We'll get to it, that's Yudah Chosid. It's causing the Sayyid Shaboy of when a person should not cut them on Thursday, but the Nafkamina between the Taz and the Eli Rabbah, what the Sayyid is, the case when you cannot cut them on Friday, whether it's a Yudah Chosid, whether because there's a Yontif over there, whether it's Tam, you can't do it. Whatever the reason is, the law is you should cut them on Thursday, you should. A third aloha in the Gerti nails is the idea about cutting them in order. Come on the Maxer Ritri, a Talmud of Rashi, Lavud of Ram, another Rishon, it brings down a person should not cut them Kisidro. It's like Kisidro. The Rav brings down over here, and the Dr. Moshe brings down the Simon Rishmer Aleph. We're down the Iker, Agam is a Taz over here. What's in the fact that I can disagree? Maisel Obne, Ashna, the Maisel Amachmanai, Bush, Bush, the Bach, El Shabbos, Maravok, Tayshu Shabbos, El Rabba, Mishnebura. All the Ashtar, the Maisa Machmer, the words of El Rabo, Chemira Sekanto, the Machmer. Again, yesterday Svart, they seem to go like the Taz over there. It says to Chido, if there would have been any of the Chumo of Sekona, the Rizal would have been Machmer, and we see no place where Rizal being Machmer here, as the Taz points out, then with the Chido, the Maisa is Mekel, Kavachayim, Yashkel Abdi, the Earl of Tzion, the Yafi Yoshtev, the Maisa, the Maisa are Mekel. To come down that they are doing a Kisidrom, the Ashtaraz are Machmer, the Maisa, the Maisa are Mekel over here. What's the reason behind it? So the Dr. Moshe himself and Reshim Alvi brings out the Rishonim for three reasons. Number one is Kosher L'Shecha. Number two is Kosher Likva Bonim. Number three is Kosher L'Anias. So based upon these three reasons, come on the Cholpach from the Ashkenaz and Machmer, not the Kot Kisidrom, and these timing are brought down by the Prisha, the Bach, the Graz, and others, Rav HaShulchan. Now the Shalas, what about cutting your toes? The same thing can be considered a Shloi Kisidrom. The Chaim Noah says no. The being down the Chadish himself was willing to cut his toes Kisidrom. He's not medactic upon it. Boaz says no, there's no Indian. Again, the being down the Chaim Kineshk himself is medactic. Now, whether you should or shouldn't, again, it could be he just did it naturally. I know I just do it naturally also. Once I do my hands that way, I do my toes that way. But you can't say it doesn't hurt to do a Shloi Kisidrom. It doesn't hurt. My son, the being down there's no din that you have to do Shloi Kisidrom by your toes, only by your fingers. They do discuss when you cut your kids' nails. I mean, there's a question numerous times over the years. Cutting kids' nails, that would be Shloike syndrome. So nice, I see now there's an Ishma Shabbos. He wants a Taino. Stop, when cutting other people's nails, do you have any right that's to be syndrome? Shloike syndrome? Maybe stop when you're cutting your own nails. So he said, maybe stop for your own nails. But only maybe Ketanah are different. Certainly Ketanah not like Yilach Chinuch. Nice, he wants to even make all their...
Do you have to wash
their
hands after cutting?
No, not sure. And this Divo Simcha Bottom Exam, Maisa Timi Mekel. Maisa, I don't understand where the Sforas are coming from. Maisa, I see three of them from Ishmael Kanievsky. The Shmana Kanivina just came out. He also says, Maisa, we should mach, but even our kids, there's no difference over here. And I tell women that when they ask me this question, they should if they can. I mean, there's always a task with the Mishnah. Rizal, Barzamcha, well, fine. Now, the question when you cut your nails, Shlokeh Syndrome, how to go cut them? Should you go with your left hand, with your right hand? So, Mekolas, you always say, you start with your right hand, like everything. Therefore, the preacher says, cut with your right hand. Right? Bring down the curves of loch in the case of your right hand.
So,
we have Ramah. They're both calling a safe Amoser. Call boy. So, my son, they say, we have to start with the case of your left hand. This is a coin, lived with the man of Ramah. He has a piece of why that's so. Gets involved with who's being shot upon who over here. The way the Chakmiyaki said, it's how Sugi Ruachua, the left goes first over here. Then the Primgodim, the grass, and the Sivis, they're reading that loch as the left goes first. As far as I see, the Ilmais does the left first. And the Yitzchak Hart Yeski, let's say you're lefty, he says, like, not to Mechalik. So there's no difference over here. The Sefer on Itur Yad, you always do with your left hand. Now, how do you go do it practically? Right, left, right. Very simple there. So, you have a, if you always start over here by the Kmitza, you just skip every one. That's all you have to remember. This finger. One, to here, to skip, but back, you can't skip, right? Skip one, back here, back here, back here. When you get over here, what's next? This. That's what it says in Ramon. That's what we do. This. Then this, then this, then this, then this, then this, then this. Very simple. Once you remember one finger, everything else is very simple. Just skip every other one.
Is that enough to skip
once? No, you have to skip every single one. The Ramon brings down every one. The Ramon says that. Well, that's the Ramon. You want to just... Someone wants to... Fine, that's the Ramon. That's his order. The fourth ending they gave to Tziporim is the idea of cutting your fingers and your toes, or your hands and your feet, on the same day. That means the Beis Yosef, in the Sefer Makim Yisharim, a Mishlei, he brings down a pea from the Malach. A person should not cut his hands and his feet on the same day. And the Bekor Shabbai, why? Mishum Loi Sachm Shor B'disho. Loi Sachm Shor B'disho. Very simple, you understand what that means over here. That's a Paschal of Malach. Now, this idea is brought down by the Me'ashkenaz, Maravrom, Tetzur Shabbos, the Aliyabo, Shulchan Shlomo, the Sivis, Chayodim, Kitzur, however the words Mishmur Yeshu cuts through. Drop different. The Meisel, all the Me'ashkenaz bring it down. Again, on the page, the Shachu brings down the Chidor, the Mekel. Assuming the Ne'eshvah, the Banishchai, the Kavachayim, or the Sivis, the Meisel, the Mekel. Now, the Seish Shabbai, what's the reason to be Machmer? Again, Afi Kabbalah, you say, Mishor Shavavoy, that says, it's Mo'oy Kashla Shecha. A little bit different in the case of kosher shechel, mo'ay kosher shechel, the gam sakol. Two different reasons over here. They do point out mo'ay kosher shechel, and also case of sakol. You say you should avoid the sharches parakalaf. Now they do point out you want to cut them on the same day. Let's say you go to the mikvah, each goes to the mikvah, or a vaz is cutting and men going to the mikvah, and there's an Indian maybe to be do chafifa by the case of men over here. So bring down b'makom mitzvah. Ma'aseh is no problem. The word of Chaim Noach says the Shulchan is Shemim Mitzvah Lo Yideh Dovara. Not to worry about it. Now this is a Shiloh when it says the same day. What is Thursday night? The gate this Indian Thursday night goes after the Jewish time, and like the lunar calendar, Thursday night goes after Friday day. But Thursday night goes after the solar calendar and goes after Thursday day and Thursday night. Okay, come out the cool and the chumah both ways. No machmor and mekel. How do you look at it? Let's say you cut your toes on Thursday, what's Thursday night to get your fingers, or vice versa. So, this is a shiloh. The Bechashio and this Pirish on Rudolf Chosid, you want to tell them that the loch is that, like a Jew, that Thursday night goes after Friday during the day. What time of Chaim Noach, Shmir Shabbos, Kirtz Alochis? I thought Shani, of Bosner, and also Chaim Pievsky says no, that Thursday night goes after Thursday during the day. Not discussing growing a third day. We're discussing We're discussing a separate thing that ends sarkona on the same day. That means the correct thing to go do is take out bowl sheets, do your toes Thursday during the day, your fingers Friday during the day. If you do a Thursday night, you get a lot of questions on the secret sarkona. No. Anyway, no. You mean a haircut? We'll get to that. We'll see that. No, again, the shmur is not. It's got the other rabbi, no problem. Mishmur says, what do the toes do on Thursday? That's what Mishmur says. Straight out. The fifth minig negatia nails on the page over here is built upon the Gemara, Nida Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara brings down from the Rashbi of Shimon ben Yochai the five things, Mishayim ben Nashoi v'domei b'roishoi. The five things that sound very scary. Mishayim ben Nashoi v'domei b'roishoi. The first thing he says, is the idea of having garlic, onions, or eggs peeled left overnight and eating them. The later on, it goes on, one of the cases is a little Tsuparnov, someone who cuts his nails, the Zarkul is Shisharabim. It throws it into the street over here, the Schayyab bin Nafshim Dun Beroshoi. What's the reason? The Gemara speaks out, because the Isha who is Mubaras, or Iveras Alem, Umapelas, shall pass over them, be Mapple. One Gemara. Second Gemara, the Gemara Moy Cotton, brings down Daf Yud Ches. Rabbi Yochanan was in the shul on Chol Hamoed. He came along and he bit his nails. He spit them on the floor. And the Gemara says, Shema Minot Klos. Number one, we see a person allowed to take his nails on Chol Hamoed. Number two, we see there's no Indian of Mias by biting his nails.
And number three over here, that in the base medrash from Meisim, there is no. And number three is Yilach Dorhan, Mutal Zarkam. Kashir, Agma says, Zarkam, what's the law from Mishayim Nashim, number Roshoy, he said Mutal Zarkam. And the Gemara over here is different because in the base medrash there's only men, not a case of women. In fact, the Gemara Ayla Maisa, when they sweep it, it goes out. And then when it goes out, there are women other places. You don't leave the nails in the shul. You sweep them, it goes into the garbage, wherever it goes. And the Gemara, once it changes places, kivun ishtani, ishtani. Once it moved its place, no Indian was called up. You do not have to worry about it. Atkan, we have two sigyas, clearly the Zarkin is ulcer, but we do have a hetar kivun ishtani, ishtani. We'll have to explain that. First, this halacha, they point out, is not brought down, not by the Rambam, not by the Torah, not by the Mechaber, and not by the Ramah. Not only that, in fact, Mishaya pick. What did Ramah bring down the Gaitin Tzipurin? The idea of doing it the Seder, which they point out, it's not that simple, but Fakir, Grant, Makar, that is. The Bnei Svara want to argue there's no Indian doing it, Kisidim, Shlok, Kisidim. He's left out like more that's brought down twice. A pillow. You bring down the idea of an Indian the Gaitin nails, does not bring down the Gemara neither that's brought down a Mori Kotin. Why the Kashim? Maisa do point out how it is brought down by the Rif and the Rosh. The Iskayas, Master Vitri, and therefore all the Paiskim, the Ashkenaz, and the Svad, all bring it down. The Pisha, the Chayodom, El Rabor, Foshulchon, the Graz, Mishmor, they all bring down the Locha. First, it cannot throw them upon the floor. Life bringing down a Maisa from the Chavetz Chaim, Tarshay Leather, to the Zilberstein. At one time, there's a nail inside the mikvah. They couldn't find it inside the water. They got someone to clean out the whole time mikvah, take out all the water, find the one nail that's in the bottom, get rid of it, and then they had to refill it again. They're very medactic upon it. The reason behind it, coming the Prim Gadol over here, and the Rav that bring down, up here the Medrash says when Adam Rishon was in Gan Eden with Chava, they didn't just have nails at the end of the fingers, the whole entire body was covered with nails. It was wonderful protection. When they came along, they did the Chait, the nails left the body and went only to the end of the fingers over here. Therefore, when it's on the floor, and Isha steps upon it, it reminds the Chait, that Chava was going over here, and therefore it could be intertwined with Tzaleda and Tzaleda the bottom and giving birth over here. But the Maaseh reminds her, the Chayda came through them, and this reason is going her to be Mapple. That's the stage by brought down by the Achrayim and Kam, the Chidushay Ram, the Sugya. This is another reason that Yidav's Kishnev or Istanis, making that swarming down, be the Chayda that Chava caused it to be Mapple. They do just point out, Ayib is Manazer, and Isha can step upon them, and she's not Mapple. We don't see it that way. This is the question of Chaz Nish. Once he got involved because Bizman Zez messed upon him, the Sevil Horus Dawson says, it's not Mapple now, you don't know what happens later on. You don't know how these things affect a person. There's an interesting tshuva by the stipler, above a Kamlis in Mim Dalid. Let's say Isha stepped upon a nail, and she was Mapple. Can he have a taino, she have a taino on a person's nail? Hezek. So he gets involved, a person that chai upon the Indian of Segulas. The person responsible, he says 100%. If you cause someone to get damaged through the act of segula, body chai for it. Except everyone over here knows Baba Kamo. The Gemara speaks out by a case of a bar. The Gemara says, bar, v'loid mei v'lodos. Over here, it's mei v'lodos, in this case, it's a bar. So it's the outside hezek shemai. In this specific case, the mice, you won't have to go pay for it. But because of this, he says, you chai in the segula segula, which is a big mavuch among lachrim, that true or not, the segulas work to be chai in best or not. What? It's a bar. I know how it works. It affects you. I call me Chayv Deshemayim. Maybe it's a Karmi. There is a Chayv over here. Chayv Lachi being down when you cut your nails, you should not cut them on top of your beged. And you have Zakan over here. We're talking about the Masvar, Barash Chayv, Shmashgur Nefesh. Now, this Indian, well, who to be Zor about it? Very clear that Noshe might be very careful not to step upon nails. What about men? Do men have to be medactic, not to step upon nails? Sounds like the Gemara that Yechon did the base medrash, it was not a problem. Maisha, this is only a passage of Yaakov. He says that any person who steps upon nails gets damaged. Any person. Similar that way in Pasha Achim, Maisha, the Zohar. So they want to answer, either Iskar as a Kasha, or you can answer. There's one, Mishai Benafshir Dov B'Roshay. That's, oh yeah, that's terrible. That's Indian. And here, you have to know that you can't get hurt. And there's a danger over here. And then when there are those who bring down, Belki says, even men. Or Yishka says, even men. Gam Pashas Gemara is not the way. I don't think the person can bring it down that way. But there are those who are tied up. What?
Yeah,
you have to wait it for. Good aura, good point. We have a Zoynafa, right? Yesh lo adam lechlor. They do bring down, maybe it's an Indian, so it's an Indian, maybe they're able to become a doctor, not to step on nails. Now, when a person, when he cuts the nails, that cloud, what happens? You go with the toilet bowl, you cut them, and sometimes they fly out. Now the question is, they fly off out for one, he's not looking, he can't find them, what to go do? The Gemara says, the Eitz is, kim d'shtani shtani, it changes its mokhin. What is the definition of kim d'shtani shtani? Come with Mr. Brewer, the Sakhat and the Bob, they bring down two different pshatim over here, they bring down the Prisha and the Elirabo. The Prisha says, as long as you sweep it and move it a little bit, and change from its place, it's enough. That's the Chidon goes, a little bit nice is enough. Hashad HaShani, the Elirabo says, no, moving a little bit is not enough, you have to take it out of the room. Sweep it and take it out of the room. Mishmua is not paskin, it sounds like the two sides. Chumir Skanta Miyasura, and a lot of person should be able to dark take if you can. Sweep it, take it out of the room. Verk the Bichodesh, why the Gemara says what to go do with nails, to go burn them, or to go bury them. Very simple, cut them on the floor and then sweep them and move them out of the room. So the Bichodesh, because if you do that bedas, then whenever it gets to that place, that's the place it's supposed to be. Has to be the Seichu where he is, Ishtani, this is place. And then he moved it and went away from his place. If you had Das and put in the second place, that is his place. There's no Hetav Kino Ishtani Ishtani, and when you move it. Now, the Chino wants to tie that the Daf be hold like the Shito, the Daf in the same room, but different one want to tie the Maisa Dozo, not clear. And one of the eights is that the Oil Max quoting is a Pina Gamon Daf Yuzang and Nito, that the Shogun is down. You take, let's say, you cut your fingers with a scissor or with a knife, and then take the scissor and cut something else. Then with the Red Gemara, the Gemara says, you take a scissor and cut your nails, cut something else, the Gemara has a Hamina does work. The Gemara says, Vallahi, the Kulam Nosok Hashin, it did not help cutting something else. So after Shulchan by us on the Sif, so far, big exam, he says, and therefore what you going to do? Cut something else, and therefore there won't be any Kepedo. The Gemara says, not that way. So someone to answer, and Bethlehem Tayyus for Shabbos, before the Rafa Shulchan, is a Milo. It helps a little bit. It's an Indian Shabbat. Like the Pasha of the place can say, the Gemara says it's not help. And therefore, the Chidah brought down with the Shayat Shuba over here, or the Kaaba Chaim, no, the Kamal can say that cutting something else afterwards does not help, especially also using nail clippers. That's all we're cutting the nails with, is nail clippers. Sorry, we don't like this head over here. And therefore, you have to be very didactic upon the nails.
The problem is even if they're wearing shoes.
Yeah.
Maybe someone's been walking barefoot.
No one says that. Nobody.
I'm not covering it all.
Nobody says that. Now, the Gemara says what he has to go do. Let's say to wear shoes to cover it up. The Gemara says what should go do is either if you're chosid, surf it, burn it. Or the second thing, if you're tzaddik, then you should carve it to bury it. The Gemara says the third level, but let's say you're zarka, then you're a rasher. So not only is chayim nashu devarosha, you're also a rasher. Fine. So basically, you have three things over here. Now, the question is, when you take it and you throw it into the Beis HaKisei, I think the only one they do, they go up to the Sheretim, the toilet, and they cut the nails inside. Is that what might start off? So the Ben Ishchai, Pashu Lech Lecho, he writes that he would cut his nails inside the Beis HaKisei. You have to realize, his Beis HaKisei is not our Beis HaKisei. His Beis HaKisei was a hole in the ground. You cut your nails, and then, oh, he stayed there. This is dumb, no one stepped inside, no one was there. But he had a little boy. Before our Beis HaKisei is in the toilet, he flushes, he goes into the river, and who knows where it goes. The question is a river or based on Merchat that goes out somewhere. Maybe Nichol in the. Is that working out? So my. No, he has Bedas again.
Nine, to that specific place? It means
to
your specific
out.
Place.
No, so, the Maisa, the pre-show, and he says the based on Merchat's ready. Maisa works, no problem. I've already come up with the same as the based on Kisla, Maisa's mutter. Not a problem. Simon Hatchilo, the Scheinberg, or Bosner. Shmir Shabbos, Meister, no problem. Chabievsky, Shmuel. How the question is, was under what category? That means you have two things. Just you read tzaddik. What do you go to? Karvan. Why only a tzaddik? Because it can get unrevealed and it can step upon it. So it's hard that a chosid sarfan can never get any injury happen to it. So the question: do you only want to be a tzaddik, or do you want to be a chosid? That's a shaila. So the question now is: how do you look at a basic kisa? Is it basic kisa on the figure of karvan? Well, the case is straight over here. Nafkamina is, you have the opportunity to go burn them, save them for Pesach, save them for the Lag B'Omer. No, burn it with the chametz. With the lulav. With the lulav and the nails.
This is not burn.
The question is what is better? Is Beis HaKisei better than the case of Sreifa, or Sreifa better than the case of Beis HaKisei? So they say, by Yeshua, he wants a title. They said, Abadah is better to burn it. From a stipler, Tabo Chofla, David Sino, Babosna, Chodeshani, Chachalofas, and Shesvosh Boshet. Because when you put in the Beis HaKisei, it's still around. It's like it's a carbon.
If you say it's the Beis HaKisei, it's still
unhappy. Oh, we'll get to it. That is a carbon. We're getting it. First, you say Shabbat. First, you say, not nothing getting a Sreifa. Oh. Agam, Shabbat, and Abel's comes, oh, you didn't get a Sreifa. Pasha, not Sreifa. Now the question is, once you understand that not nothing get a Sreifa, nothing get a Kfuro, now the question is it better to save it and have it around, need to mixture that maybe people will step upon it? Or is it better to do Beis HaKisei? I mean, is it like in between? Kfuro is one, Sreifa is two, is the other side, and in between is Beis HaKisei. Or no, it's like Kfuro. Which one, where is it? So Maisa, come on the Vayishu, and he says, yes, Sreifa is better, but to save it? It's going to be a mixture. Why not? It's Tzabu Chochmo. But Roshani, Nishma Shabbos, Rehul Shabbos, to save it, that's the case of a mishul here. Again, they bring down the Chadish himself, he saved it. But I think, just to answer, and he burned it on Erev Pesach. He came to glue over the nails. I think in his house, they're a little bit maybe afraid of him, or his house may be a little bit different, and they won't, no kids running around. It could be his house, but he had no problem. Kenzai. Like that. I don't know if it's a chloriah. But nice, they bring down the Chadish, the Chadish, he saved Erev Pesach. I mean, he's calling it not the Sugar Sreifa. And maybe if you have a safe that you put inside, you want to be a chassid, there's a mile to it.
You can burn it
every week. If you have economy, if you can do that also, call it a vote. That's true. So, myself, what is the correct level? The correct level, as far as I see, the item usually does is they cut it either over the toilet bowl or over the sink over here. A chassid is better than a tzaddik. That's Gemara says. And Mishal Shom says, Gemara and Mishal Shom. I didn't mean that, that's very bad. So it comes out that the correct hoga is to cut your nails either over the sharatim or over the sink that goes straight down. If a fly is out, what do you go do? Then you take a broom and sweep it, keep it ishtani, ishtani. Now, whose nails are you referring to? Pashtun means a lot of case of men. Come on, the Chavetz Chaim, in the case of Tadashi Ledes, but the case of the mikvah sounds like even the case of nails of an ish over here. The Gerit Ektanim, the Isim Chaim Knievsky, and Rav Shaimek, is also a case of nails of a cotton. Question the Gerit to Goyim. Do you have to be didactic upon their nails? So Chaim Knievsky has brought down six different svarim, four different ways. Not clear. Maisa, they do bring down the Biashim and Belsky say, Maisa, we have no more question to help to the two. And even the Matanah should be the same sugar. The nails are the same thing. Void, they speak out, what about the Gerit to the nails on your toes? Pashu the Gemara Daf Yizayin, was case of course the case of your toes, which says kulo mosa chashina. Even the case of toes over here, never the priest of the chidosh speak out clearly. There's no chilek. Say your toes, say your fingers, definitely get her of the kind of yourself upon them. The problem I have sometimes is that women usually, some places, go to a place called manicures. They go to get their fingers done. They get caught and some are polished, especially before Simchas. They get it done. Now there's like a bunch of women over there, a place to schmooze, and have, I don't know what they do, they get a hair talk. And the Maisa, if everyone's getting nails done, and they're cutting them, and they're all over the place, and usually being cut by Gaim over there, they're not really didactic over here. Why or how in the world are women walking in over there, and they have nails all over the place? So, the rabbis are finding now from Ches Yeshua, at least Lima's Chos, when Gaim cuts them, what kind of maybe the whole issue is that when Yisrael cuts them? When the Gaim cuts them, what's the time of? There may be the Dait Nafshay and there's no Indim Sakono. That's the Limus Chos. Nice, I'm not clear. The Belsky brings down the case of manicures. He said, Echonami. You can't walk in, you have to sweep. Keep your Shtani Shtani. Otherwise, how can you walk in a place with the manicures? So maybe the issue. No. It'll factor me later on. Who says no?
There's only
Nafshay. What?
He's not pregnant. What's the problem?
First, you brought that this Zoya that even men have to be worried about. So, it says that don't zark me your Russia, right? So, but it's nothing said, maybe it'll happen later on.
In a pregnant
lady, you're
not
going to.
No, if she's pregnant.
She's saying a cow can go. Boy. A sixth look at the Gatun Nails in our Sugavir is a Yudah Chosid. Chudah Chosid, look him up, he says really three things. Number one, a person should not shave his head, Amrish Chodesh. Number two, he should not shave his beard, Amrish Chodesh. Number three, he should not cut his nails, Amrish Chodesh over here. Now, there's a question Macaulay is the Gatun Yudah Chosid. Is it Dafka, Tzavos of Yudah Chosid, is Dafka for his children, the Ainik Lach, his name is Shvachal? Or is it Gans Chai Yisrael? Question Macaulay is. Maisa Yuchud over here is brought down by numerous places. Some bring down as a local Maisa, whether it's Knesset Doilo, El Shabbos, Meslech Yehuda, El Yabo, Mesivis, Kishonor, a local Maisa. However, the way Mishkru brings down is not clear local Maisa, he brings down the Lashon of Mogavrom, Vyish Mekhaimis. There are places. Place of Shabbos, Graz, Vyish Mekhaimis. Now, in certain places, some bring down Din, numerous some bring down as Din, others bring down as Yish Mekhaimis over here. Now the shaila is when it says halacha not to do them not to cut the nails of Rosh Chodesh, what happens when Rosh Chodesh comes down the Erev Shabbos? They get to this Friday. That means you raise past Friday. I'm sure no one shaved their beard. As it comes this Friday over here, is it come along and you'll shave your beard over here, or is it Rosh Chodesh of Yudah Chosid? So they really show what the gear of Yudah Chosid is, and there are those who might want to be Michael, our color of Gusman the Montaino, that will cover Shabbos the Maisa Smoter. Remember Gusman Montaino Smoter. Well, they point out, we have a Shmuel over here. Yes, he has a pilu be'er Shabbos. The words of Mahavrom, the words of Eliyapa, the words of the Gaz, Kitzer, the words are very clear. Even in the case of Erev Shabbos, the Maisa person is to be Machmer. And that's why the Ikhtas from say, not to Mechalik this week, that come down Rosh Chodesh on Friday, with all other Rosh Chodeshes. There's no difference.
I'm saying Erev, you have to do the feet and the hands.
You don't.
Why do you draw the line? What's considered a mitzvah and what's not?
He spoke out clearly. I feel better Shabbos. I guess it's kind of time not. Maybe it's not that. Now, Maisa, the swarming down, this halacha signed the get to men, signed the get to women. The get to Tanim is a Kiddush by Bozma Taino, there's no Chumbo there. The Gamash of Zalman, Chaim, Sam Rev, and others say, what's a Philip? Tanim should be the same thing, the Mechanic from the same Israel over here. Now, which day was Chodesh? That means, by Chodesh Sivan, there's only one Rosh Chodesh. But other Rosh Chodesh is there are 2 days. This first day Rosh Chodesh and second day Rosh Chodesh. Is one day an Ikka day you have to worry about, or both days you have to worry about? There's a Daka Tshuva on the Ephraim, on the Yudah Chosid. He wants to tell you that Loch is Daka on the second day Rosh Chodesh, which is the Ikka, not on the first day. The Vazi goes this way. Shmir Shabbos is, at least on the page, runs go this way. And the Mlumi points out that there's another question over here. The Lochim by Sviro, and Simitov Tzadik Gimel, which brings down that 16 non-hogis in the gate to Sviro. On the page of Shulchan Aruch, one minig is, well, I think multiply so does, the Noig Sviro from Pesach until Lag Boimer. Coming to Mishmur, it says, but let's say it comes out Rosh Chodesh Eir, is on Shabbos, so that therefore you have a double Simcha, the Simcha Rosh Chodesh, the Simcha Shabbos, therefore even though you are Noig Sviro from Pesach until Lag Boimer, the loch is lekavod Shabbos, take your hikud on Erev Shabbos during Sviro. And therefore, I think it was last year, it came out, the minute you looked around, there was people who came, that Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh, they came with a haircut, they shaved, there's no problem. The question is, when is Rosh Chodesh come out? Rosh Chodesh is always 2 days. It's never Shabbos Sunday, it's always Friday Shabbos. That means when the Mishmur is saying, when Rosh Chodesh year comes on Shabbos, during Sfira, what to go do? Take your haircut on Friday. Right on Friday. That means he's saying, take your haircut on a Friday, which is Rosh Chodesh. I, Rabbi Yudah Chosid, a Sefer, Shir Knesset Gdolah, the Sam Sefer, Sefer after Sefer, it's a question. Now, we should have answered, if you go like Mahal, first Rosh Chodesh and Mutter, you should answer first Rosh Chodesh. All this from I see, no one answers this question. And therefore, the Shir Shkuf HaNefesh, this Bloom, points out that someone, I don't know who, is worried to him. Now, Lahore, all these Makaris over here are against him, whoever says, and that answers this question this way. Yeah. Yeah. So, somehow they answer the stira between the two Mishnah Berurahs. Either the way how Moshe wants to answer Eichlami when there is no option, it's out of the sugya of without Tzvira, what can you go do? You can't go on Sunday, can't go on Thursday. Echnami, the Buddha Chosin, Shemin on Friday. This time is Shemin Friday. Echnami. The way how the Shir Knesset Gedolah himself wants to answer, the Chassidim wants to answer, Yish Mekaymis. Those Mekaymis who are not knowing this way, Buddha Chosin, they have a right to go shave. A third way I don't want to answer this to you, the Shir Knesset Gedolah, a second Teretz, the Shulam Gemara wants to answer, Echnami, you can't go on Friday. What does it mean? It means on Thursday, by Tzvira. Which Mishmur says on Friday. That can't be the Tarek Mishmur. It means there are three different ways of answering it, but no one answers first Tarek Mishmur. Fine. For myself, I think it's coming up in a couple of years from now, thinking to get up to Shiloh.
If there's a difference in Thursday, Saturday, it's by night,
but I'm saying there's no difference.
Why not?
Because you see, I'm saying there's no difference. I'm not going to go out tonight, because there's no difference. Now, this is our Shlomo's ending. We're going through the 16 negates of Purim. The gate that says on the page over here. What we're discussing the Sipparim, 16 halachas, a couple other halachas in the gate of Sipparim. The idea of cutting nails, the saying is in the Sarkono. There's a Rekayach that's brought down by the Bach in Yodeh Kut Tadachas that says cutting the nails of the Isha, and which is a Nido, that itself is Sarkono. That means she's a Nido for 2 weeks. Those nails, besides the Indian Sarkono of Klolius, the special Sarkono of by a Nido of Sarkono. And on this end with the Tabach Chacham, brought up a Shoskum and Nefesh, there is no Heta Hechish Tani Shtani. Hechish Tani Shtani is not going to get when said over here of a case of nails for Kolius. The Geir to Nida, there is no Heta. And therefore, says the same Petunia and Betairo, what Taino, Noshim today, until they get married, they're Nido. So all the nails they're cutting that's on the floor, you got to be very careful about. Brought up on the Bada Shulchan also. Brought up on the Ches, that Nida, the Inu Sakolo.
You do, man.
All the manicures, yeah. Good point. Do you really have to? No, that wasn't Mubaris. That's a different reason. It's a
Sakana. Wait, the Sakana is on who?
On everybody. No, the door is saying, Baaloi Odom Acher, Loikele Bishchen. Baaloi Odom Acher, Geshchen. So,
that's the
Rekeach. That is Rekeach. Brought down by the Bach, by the Siddhartha, by the Kid Shulchan Aruch, Kid Shulchan Aruch, the Ilm over here, right? That's all it's by the Latin, the Dark Yeshuva. They bring it down that way. Yeah. Eighth case against Sipharim. Come with Zoya Pasha Pinchas. It says, Negea Tfilo, the special Indian of Chadnail, also an Indian of Sarkhan over here. And it brings down how many, gets about the clips over the Tumor Shaboy. What time the Shem Shor Samoido, Masham, Dagger Chuvo, then he decided to be a Nido during Tefillah is not in him. And the way the Kaveh Yoshua, when he brings down, the Kaveh Yoshua brings down the Zoyar. His words are very stark with Shainas. He says, there's 1,450 different Minechit Sainim Shurin of Tzvar Magdino Biadash Isha Nido, 1,450 different types of Mine Rorim that's on the Isha. I can't see where a Kaddish Baruchu to tickets at Tibonai Kishabora Isha Latire. Because both of them Savo, not sure we got the lotion from, the Kaveh Yoshua Alpi the Zayar, to cut your nails before she goes to the mikvah. So it comes down, besides our six things over here, two more things, a needle, we have Sarkono, and Bishas, she goes to the mikvah, you also have to be very careful to cut nails over here. Third thing on the page, again.
Nobody's.
I don't know. Fine, so again, the group of the person, our sig over here, comes out to Mechon, number one, Mechitza, number two, the case of nails, number three, the case of taking your haircut. The words that are more over here, the words that are more is, if your sires are long, then it's mitzvah to get a haircut. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, what's the correct smile? He says very carefully, this should do it on Friday. Another case on Thursday. So Shmuel, but let's say on Friday you waste a lot of time by the barber. Echnami, doing a case on Thursday. Why? Because time is worth money, has a value to it, especially in learning. Therefore, doing a case on Thursday, close to Shabbos. Now, again, to get to this Friday, not just nails, your problem. This Friday is Chodesh. We have a doctor, come back with a doctor, Chodesh. Who didn't say Shmuel, even a case of Erev Shabbos. Speaking of the Taz, can you get a haircut on Thursday this year? In fact, you want me Machman de Chodesh, just like my nails on Machman Thursday. Whatever, take your haircut, not also on Thursday, it starts going 2 days later. They will come on the Taz, we're talking about the Sam Sefer, for the Shani goes this way, not to get a haircut on Thursday. Not, think of Vosner, like I'm Shimon open over here, Taz Shitasa. Taz Kabbalah says he said over here, Mitzad starts coming back 3 days later. But he goes like Mishbua, Api the Pirim Gadam, Api the Eli Rabba, says that's Kabbalah Shabbos. He says, Vos, Lachor, there should be no problem, like Hachilo. And if Mishbua, she tossed it and left out this Taz. Vos, it does pick up, but let's say you shave off everything. Then usually 3 days later, you see it's Nicker, it's not the Kabbalah Shabbos. But if you don't shave off everything, it's not Nicker there. The Mishbua says it's been Nicker the Kabbalah Shabbos. If you take a regular haircut, a couple days later, a week later, even a week later, it still feels like a new haircut. Unless you remove everything, the Echanami still have Mishmur Baya, not good on Thursday. And then he starts, the stubble starts going back. 1/8 of a millimeter starts going back. No, it's during Friday. Next Friday. Next Friday. Good point. What's the Taz hold? You tell me.
Taz holds a problem that's more of a challenge.
You don't want the Taz.
What's the problem that it goes back?
All right. During Friday. You're right. Mask. At the end of the day, again, Mishmur is very clear. This is a Mufla on Friday, not a case on Thursday. Again, not Mitzvah Taz Shaboy. Now, again, being clear, the hair is on Friday, the beard, you shave it only after Shabbos. The Kedavah beard will cover Shabbos. That's clear. Sepes is a Mufla. Again, cover Shabbos beard on Friday, Mishmur says. No, but your chassid should not. There's no difference in Pashas.
That's like
how to do it on Thursday night, that's right.
For what you're complaining is over the same day, that's
how Thursday night is. Of course, it can't be, sir. Zibbeis, they built upon a Mishnah, and Shabbos is the Aflam Adalah. The Mishnah over there says, when you tell it, your bayis, there are Shabbos, Yisartim, Yirabtim, Likos, and there. First thing you're going to tell his house, Loshin Mechaber, Loshin Maka, nice little beer. Now, the Gerta, the place is very clear, Yisartim, Meiser, Yirabtim, Erev Chatzeris, Nafkim is practical as the Gael. It's not the Gerta to you, to do Meiser, you don't say it, Erev Chatzeris, you don't say it. A Likos, and there is the Gerta to everybody, the Chuy should say it. Of course, the Oro, that a lot of people, they go to Dav Mincha, and the wife lights after they go to Mincha, and the question is, what exactly happened to this halacha? Mishmur says point to Shliach. As far as I know, the oil is not point to Shliach. You could Dav Mincha Gedoyla from 1:12 and onwards. The Maaseh and Erev Shabbos, Mishmur says even Achille can during the week Yesh Lotan, but Mishmur says during the week, so it's only in case of Erev Shabbos. Yet the oil here says, the oil does not seem to be redacting upon this halacha. There's a question of why the oil does not do it that way. Migisotoyah, the same tries to answer why someone's tying to the Ishla Vom, the Chachma tying is only Eitz Atoyba. Hash, it's a mission. You should go do it over here. It's sound like a Chiyah Mamish. So, or why the Maisa does not do it that way? I'm going to come home and go tell me. You tell me, the Maisa, what do you mean? I know my wife wouldn't go do it this way. I know. I think in those days also, everyone knows the wife did that way. And still, the mission says to go. What?
They had a
shefer. So they also had a shefer. They had the same thing, same mission, the same self. And you're supposed to make sure they go do it.
Maybe,
I mean, more. It's not zeva. A raptor is to have it. If they don't like, nights, light, we'll get the race on the kibbutz. We'll get a knas. And we hold. They don't like light. It's not
any shabbos.
No, there's no Shulbayit. It's not the Rav, there's nothing to Shulbayit. It's when you say it over, Losh and Rako. Now, the Mishmur and the Magar Avraham, what?
20
minutes before, it's not if she tells you, if she listens at the moment, yeah, but she's not listening. No, I'll tell her now for the next 20 years. No, every Friday, it's fine time.
Oh, you have to say it on Friday before the Zman.
Yeah, you have to make sure she goes, you have to make sure she goes, you have to make sure she goes, you're doing. No, you have to go tell her.
Well,
if she's on the window lighting, it's not me, but she's taking the kid, or she's talking to one on the phone.
Why should
she do Kabbalah Shabbos? Don't do Kabbalah Shabbos, give Kabbalah after she likes. But she's right, exactly. Not telling
so,
her.
As I'm walking through, please
light her. It doesn't mean anything. If you really want to light, you won't do that way. You'll call her up, right? Or you make her shliach over there. If you be in the building, everyone's knocking on the window. Do you light candles?
What do they do then? They were early Shabbos?
Yeah, maybe that's shliach. Maybe that's shliach. Mishmur says, maybe that's shliach. Who's a shliach? Not Dominic
McKinney? Okay, yeah,
a daughter.
Any daughter.
Now, it's very clear, you have to speak nicely. That's clear. Right, and the words of Mishabruah being now from Magar Avraham, Lo Oilam, the words are very clear, not just now. Lo Oilam, Al Yatal Odom Eim Yisarim Tech Beisai, never to put fear inside your house. The Chodeshani over here gets involved, what's the Yisrael over here? Chodeshani says, This is a klal gadol b'chinuch. You want people to listen. Avadi, you say betakiv, strong. They'll listen to you. And they'll open the kabbal, you say. And therefore, it's better to say things nice and sweet. It might take a while. You may not do it exactly as you want to. But the Kabbalah is more important than the act of being done over here. So you say in the chinuch shemoy, the chinuch means everyone in the house, maybe based on your wife, but everyone over here. Anyone you deal with, the klalius, we're saying to anyone you talk to, Kabbalah is more important than getting things done. Speak nicely. La'ila, forever, always. Now understand, it says three things. It says, Meister, it's in the case of Erech HaTzeris, it says, Lachasner. What about Frosh Chalo? That's called one again. Especially everyone knows, Rishman Beis, every Shabbos, you have to have a case of Chalo there. So Meister, Mishmur, Exam, Nagnasi, Cheskel, we're not medactic to the case, say the case of Frosh Chalo, the government of Mechabah does bring it down. We're not medactic. Look up the Knesset Cheskel, why that's so. We want to tie it because it's Chalos Chutz Loretz. And they have an option on Shabbos to Mesakim Bli Oichel Mashayr. It comes out that the people who are Zeichel, to Mekayim Wish Mechaz, of Yishuvah Yisrael, or Lechol Pochas, Malach Dal Amas Neretz Yisrael. So for them, the Chura, Nochadim, you should ask the person, Yom HaFish Chala. Now you don't have to wait till close to Shabbos. You can even do it earlier. You should ask the person, Yom HaFish Chala now. Now you shall me kovel. I'm not saying that. I didn't hear what you said.
But no one, it's not like that to anybody.
It's nice, sweet, but it's not practical. Having Tashmish on Lel Shabbos over here. Very short simon over here. The Gemara Baba Kamo and that Pei Beis, the Gemara being down, the 10 Tekonos by Ezra, where we spoke about two of them, it's the Rishman Beis, the idea of washing clothing when covered Shabbos, and the idea of... washing clothing, making chalas. Those are two things. One of the Tekonos is also, it's the Eat Shum on Erev Shabbos. That's Masakim. What says Mishum Oino? The Rosh over there says, the Pasuk was Shamu B'nei Yisrael, it's a Shabbos, it's Rosh HaTevis B'yo. At Oinik Shabbos, Tam HaChochom, the Gemara says, should have Oino once a week. That once a week you put on Tilel Shabbos, that's Oinik Shabbos. And therefore a person should have Shum on Erev Shabbos. Now just, as the idea of Tam HaChochom, Mishum brings down the Shumim Rishmem, the Bezman HaZeh, Tam HaChochom is at least twice a week. Some say three times a week. Well, Maisa, again, what's said in the Sugya Shmoy is once a week. Therefore, a person, when he emulates a Tam Chochom, do twice or three times, one time to the price of should be at least Friday night. Now, the Gemara brings down in Shum on Erev Shabbos, besides the Sugya of Oino, the Gemara brings down a Braisa that also Shum affects you other ways. Number one, it's Masbiya, it satisfies you. Number two, it's a Mashkin, it warms you up. Number three, it's Matzah Ponim, it lights up your face. Mar Bezera. Also, Mahar Kinim Shum Neim Ayin. But only says Yish Oimim Mach Zahavo Amitzit Zekino. Wonderful things. Now the question they point out is the day of eating Shum. Some people do not seem to be knowing upon that. They say it's not the Machaber, it's not the Ramo, it's Mavuch. It's brought down by the Rambam. The Maisa is brought down by Nusi Shem and Goinim. It's a Rift, it's a Rosh, it's a Smag, it's a Bahag, it's a Beniruchim, Rav Shnayis, and it's brought down by the place of Yish Pei. When the Rambam brings it down, the Rabbah brings it down, the Graz, the Mishaburo. Again, our Chashulchan says the meaning is not to. Himself is not sure why that's so. The Maaseh of Be'ikin is from bringing down that you should go eat Shum. Now, once we eat Shum, Gemara saying it after the Sugya of Oino, Mar Bezera, brought down the Mokarvah, Mishru, Hudin, everything that's Mar Bezera. It says certain things are reminded Zera you should not eat these things, like the case of things that are salty and kitten yes to Kudaimo, the Gedal, Hakkad, Arbis, by Shalom Zachar. The Maaseh will say, Isaac in the Mitzvah. But otherwise, why are you having arbis for? So if a shulchan brings down, what's the case of being marbe zero? If you want new bedafi ches, because the mishmur has been signed to the lofer simit tov reish ches, person should have a case of that milchix, cholov and gvino, or basa shumon, things are very fatty over here, and shum, that is the case of the marbe zero. They want to go eat the shum. Kamal Yam Shushlan Babakama Maruba Parag Zayin on the Sigur here, he says, Api Chesbin Shabai, the Chor eating shum takes time to affect your body. The words of Gemara is, Eichel Shum, Be Erev Shabbos. So Api Svara, once you have the shum, on Erev Shabbos. They point out, the Yam Shushlan goes on further, it says, that Rai is not that way. Mishnah Darb Das Tabach Gimel brings down, the person makes it neder, not to have wine, not to have shum, until Shabbos. The Gemara said over there, it's only, not also until Lel Shabbos, because everyone eats Shum Lele Shabbos. Mishnah says eat Shum at night. What they point out, the Gemara Ksubas Nadal, it says, you cannot do Bilo on Erev Shabbos. Says Rashi, Erev Shabbos? Erev means Lel Shabbos. So what Erev can be the case of Lel? Even the Yom Shlomo's Maskona is, he says, maybe you tell me why I can eat the Shum Lel Shabbos. You only have Tashbish M'Salaylo still have time to affect you. I don't have to have a B'Emsalayla even earlier. Then why? Maybe Shum affects you right away. Who says it takes a while? Maybe it affects you even this man what? The maskana of Hashulchan is, the upside of Yamshu Shloime is, to have Shum Er Shabbos or Leil Shabbos, either one. And that's how it's brought down by the Magadrom, the Aliyabo, the Graz, the words of Mishabrua is when? Be'er Shabbos or Leil Shabbos. Either one, you should be kind of the color of having Shum. Once we have the kind of eating shum, who should eat shum? I mean, rather you're married, your wife's mutter, no problem. But let's say you're a bocher. Let's say you're a zokin. Let's say you're an isha. Not you an isha, but your wife's an isha. And she should she have shum over here? Or let's say your wife's a nido. Should she have a case of shum? What are the cases to analyze? So first, the case of bocher. Should a bocher have shum over here? So there's a going in my sarav. He was teaching the Bochum Erev Shabbos, giving a share to them. And this Talmidim, to prepare Shum for Shabbos? And the Bochum said back, what were Bochum? The Goyim says, and you did not have bris meal on the eighth day? And the Bochum were like, huh? So, who happened to be there was a Chayodom, Pasha, he was not a Bochum then, for married, and he bent over, whispering the Goyim's ear, did he meet the Gemara Nida and the Flam Al? Think about this, says, why in the world having a bris meal on the eighth day? You have the Yiddish and the Sham in this world, body, have a bris meal the first day, second day, third day, fourth day. Wait 8 days over here? Think about it, says, the reason why I'm attacking the Torah is on the eighth day. So it should not be the Kleisel is happy and the parents aren't something that's the sad, depressed. Why? Because the look is, first 7 days, the dam comes out of the tummy. The eighth day, the husband and wife will make some water, the dam comes out of the Torah. Therefore, the Torah says that the meal of the 8th day, everyone should be happy. This man is there. What happens when the Isha has a baby? When Machbid, the loch is, the doctor, that Saidam Torah is not Saidam Tomei, or Aser. And therefore, when they come water, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, 8 weeks, they come water. So, if you go after the Sorosh boy, this man is there, what? Shabbat Bismillah, the 8th day. That's the reason why the Torah says the 8th day. Elamai, you can tell me back. Not during time to cure, Torah says 8 days is 8 days. When Ezra Mistaken, he said, in other words, not to say the reason, it says, you eat shum. Gemara says a reason. Just like we're not during time to cure in the Torah, we're not during time to cure in Ezra. Is that what you mean? The Goyim says, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I mean. Cain says, come out the same idea, there's a Lekha Yosher, brings out Chuvah, the Chuvah Sadesha. There's a mice of the person whose brothers passed away, it's out of Milo. So the third brother, he came along, he's born. What's the halacha? He does not have a milo. The question was, on Shabbos, should he put on tefillin? Why put on tefillin? The Gemara says, the reason why we did not put on tefillin on Shabbos, we have two brisim. We have the bris of Shabbos and the bris of milo. This person has a bris of Shabbos without the bris of milo. So maybe this person should have Shabbos and put on tefillin. So the Chumash Adeshen, what? Never was manazer, we should have a milo the eighth day? Same beside. No, we have a locker, you did not put on tefillin. We have a locker in the middle of the eighth day. Building upon this, the stipler gave his son, the Chaim, when he's a bocher, to eat shum. Bocher should have it. Why? As a misakin. I'm the bocher, so what? Chaim Yafsi, they would ask him. A bocher also. Lishma Shabbos, why don't they shoot? The Chul, you can argue the point that Chaim, the site is Lashitosai, negate the Sugi of Giloi. Lachan Yerdei, and Simon Kufi and Zayin, Sef Aleph, is that things that are uncovered overnight, even Bayam, to the Sugi of Sakono, of being left overnight, maybe the Choshim are coming inside, the venom gets inside. You have more things down, Apitosis, that is not Moti Dam, the Choshim is Manazer, there's no end of Sakono, not worry about it. The Gain, Maisa brought down the Maisa Rabbi, is very medactic, Rabbi Tekono. Not the case of Giloi. Anything left overnight, Maisa not to drink from it. Maisa that was Mekel. And most Rishonim, most personal Maisa are Mekel. The Gain Lashitosi says that Tekono is Tekono. I think Moses says the reason to ask Mechoshim, we don't know all the reason, we don't know everything. So you have to realize the Torah, case of Tefillin, the Torah is a case of Mila. To take it, to extend it to Ezes Tekono, that's the Chiddush of the Gain. It sounds that way, that the Chor the Mo is not all that way. The Mo and the Stifle and the Mechai will mark their pedactic like the Goyim by the case of the Choshim and the case of Giloi. He's arguing the point and saying maybe they would also, the Ramo will not extend it, but the case of Ingshim, the case of Bokrim. And therefore, Gemara says it over there. Gemara says it. The Gemara says it. That's the Gemara says it. That's not us. The Gemara says it. That's how Pikabola, the Rav Shlomo says. But she will be a Kopayalo, Pikabola, different than you.
So Shabbat and the Alokh Shidal Tan uses them. If he's bored on Shabbos, maybe he should
put it on.
Sorry, my Shabbos is that
you
wore,
you
don't have
this voice. I hear. Shouldn't Mem Dalash and Dal a reason for that? I hear. So that's a guy of it. No, I hear. The Maisa is a Shuvat Dash on the side. I'll tell you, the Maisa disagree. The Benish Chai says a Bokher, he's a Bokher. Shuvat Siyan, and they want to bring down for our Yor, Rishon, and they bring a rack for Rishon, they want title, say the Bokher should have it. And Metzia is a Shuvat about. So it could be a Maisa, it could be a Shishal Lashitosai. The number one, it could be, again, a Bokher to have it, could be Ezra Masakin, number one. Number two, maybe Bokher, yeah, because there are other reasons the Gemara. The Gemara says, must be a Mashkin. Oh, besides being Mabizer over here. Number three, other Matina Mabizer Zerem. Who says now? Maybe he'll try to keep, he's Bokher now. Eventually get married. Maybe he's later on. How do you know how these things might still work? Yeah, but Shlomo sounds like it means Dafka now. Is it Muchach? Is it Chlor? Yeah, Shlomo.
What's the
cut every Friday? Maybe it does double. Effects later and now. Every time you take vitamins, effects now and later. Every doctor will tell that to you. Yeah. But so Maisa negate to Bochum is one Shiloh again. Chaim said his father gave it to him and he had Maisa have a good movie. Maisa have an interesting story. The second thing negate to what about Ketanim? So again, Chaim, Machalachem, Vadim, same thing over here. What about negate to Noshim? So here, Nick Machalach can say, Marbazar, what Shaykh is over here. The question is best when you look up the Rosh inside. The Rosh starts off saying, you should have Shum Be'er Shabbos. Why is Mat Unahib Shabbos? Shnem of Shum Bnei Yisrael Shabbos. Rosh Tavis Bio. But bonus bechlal, l'shum marbezera. But bonus bechlal. What does the word bonus bechlal have to do with this takon over here? So the Mapula Karifto on the page on the Rosh, he gets developed back and forth. He wants time to tell you something. Tell you something. Maisa, we have it in front of us. The rather priest and the El Rabbi, they bring it down. Bonus bechlal, not as eating shum. Bonus bechlal, mitzvah sugi eating Shabbos. Zman inahu b'Shabbos, why as eating Shabbos? But bonus bechlal, the sugi of Eino b'Shabbos, the Einik Shavoy. Maisa, the similar Chaim, with this question, and Chaim Kniyavki, they say, no, Maisa, I'm about enough to eat Shom. Why? Because they're not nichol together. I said, Sheni, they made three, Meral Diskin, Peshkeshuv is Taino, and Maisa, Tekonis Ezra over here, and they come to three different avenues. Number one, either Tekonis Ezra, not Mechalik, who what one, Tekonis Ezra over here. Number two, they want Taino, Noshim have a Zera, show what that means exactly, but Malach Pesach means not the Zera, like, man, but different type of Zera. So there's Zera, whatever that means. And number three, the Gemara is numerous timing. Look at Bokha has numerous timing. Yisho also wants to be Maba, have a way to kill him. But they don't want that. They don't want to take out the kingdom only from the hair, also from the stomach. Same thing, they want both over here. Fine. Same thing, then they get to the kingdom, the same thing begins at Achaim, Maisi wants to be Machmer. Well, Mila Shetosai. They come down the gate to Bochum, or whether you actually need to, or Zokin, or Yisho, Simavucha, each case over here. Again, each one does not to the own. You can start off with the Mekor Shabbai itself is only not noy to be machmer, the Aruch HaShulchan, so they make it, as a Misaki should be machmer, why not? What's the big deal eating garlic? Especially get to how exactly to go eat garlic. Next thing is, how do you eat it? So Elam says over as a vitz, you know, it's good for Shalom Bayis, but eat raw garlic, fine. But I said, if you read the center page over here, that they bring down the Sefer Chassidim, the Rabbi Meshabruah, you should not eat raw garlic. Mevat v'taiva. It's not good for Shalom Bayis also. Also, it's mevat v'taiva, not to have raw garlic. They do speak out, but let's say if you got to roast it, let's say if you got to cook it, and you only have raw garlic, what do you go do? Might see as a takono. Since it's typo, sometimes you ask you dead, and you have raw garlic. Because my sister comes to concert, to concert, to concert. You have to have garlic over here. No, it says, that's war for my bezerah, but not as a takono. As a takono, it's a eichel shum be erev Shabbos, that's all it says.
Maybe that's the
pshat
of this.
Again, you want to have the chayim inside of the shtos or can say? I don't think so. Now, how to go eat it? So first, come along the Mishabruo, the Gwem El Rabba, they bring down the same chassidim, says you're supposed to roast it. Now, roasting is either what my mother does on her challah, she has little pieces of garlic on top, those are pieces over here, or on the chicken, you have roasted pieces over here. My roasting is beside her. Now, the reason why we don't speak do it is that our Fashokhu could not bekeem how to go roast. I'm not sure why we're not bekeem how to go roast. Just go roast it. Very simple here. That's why we're not medactic for it. My sister's title, and Pnine, we've been a title, Kilos Yaakov, gets about how exactly to go roast it. Not too much, a little bit less. Why? It takes away the koich of the shum over here. So anyway, you roast it, kind of the cone over here. But my sister might be on my how to exactly go do it. I ain't shum how this title gives an itza how to go roast it. Now it says over here, not raw, but roasting. What about cooking? Meaning you have garlic in the soup. Is that also, commonly people go to me, is mistopic. So Tzorachim, instead of conceding, saying, not raw, only roasting, but even cooking. That means you tell me the case of challah is baking. Baking and roasting are the same thing. A fiancé are the same thing. In the case of Bishul, what's the law in that case? Mistopic. Maisa, the going to Maisa Rav, is brought down, he did a case of Mavoshul. He himself was Mavashul. The Chidon is brought down, he's Mavashul. It's typhoon, Shmokhameskin, Meister, Bavashul. Think you said this not to have it raw. The guy was missing the Mishabruah. He only said a case of roasting it. That means one of the didactic. Roasting, again, Louis Paiskin would like to do a case of even cooking it over here.
Your mother.
Now.
Roasting
it,
cooking
it. Married.
Amen.
Now, the Lashon is Eichel Shum Be'er Shabbos. Eichel. Ein Achilo Pochs Megizayas. So, I'm getting you. You can hold it in a little bit. In the chila possibly gezayis. The question is, is that true? You have to have that case of gezayis. So every time I ask the person, they either get a massive laugh like that or some smiles like this. But Maisa said oichel shum be'er Shabbos. So I went over to a Deutsch Wasserman. So you have to hold a whole garlich then. That's what Machlokes Yishalmi. That's what holds our kind of ratio. It's the base. Fine. Ulai. Maisa in the bottom of Gazayas. Maybe Kebaya. Maybe it's Beya. So Beya is Machlokes Yishalmi. Fine. But you have to have the whole piece. And also, you have to have it. Maisa is a Dei Schwarzman. It's a Tal. Washington based a Talmud. And he says, Maisa, no, you don't have to have a Gazayas. He also laughed at me. And I see now that Ismachai can answer this question. Maisa, there is a Pinir. Pinir Benu Kilos Yaakov, brought down Bani Akaro, that is brought down over there, that is titled give a people, and people want to have children. Everyone wants to have kinderloch, and some people, when I'm Zaychi, I'd better shamble, be Zaycha, to have kinderloch. And there is a title, what is the Eitzel? So he says the only Eitzel that he knows up here tomorrow is to eat Shom. Eat Shom, Azaychtait. There's a ton of Sigulas out there. He says, no, Azaychtait Gemara, eat Shom. And he's saying, what to go eat? He said, the Shir Achila, Kzayis Oikebeya.
Your
so, she's an Isha. So when I saw giving this chabur 17 years ago, so I brought down then, I don't know, as a state, because I is a gemayo. Maisa, now the goyis of the sefer, Pnina Rabbeinu Kilos Yaakov, and the goyis is from Chaim Knievsky. And they come along and he says, mitzad the sugya of eating shum on Erev Shabbos as takono. Echnami do not need a kezayis, not need a kebeo. Avada is enough of mashu. The school of having kinderloch, that's a kezayis, that's a kebeo. So even Moses even medakik even now.
That's
the chiddush already.
Where
does the Gemara say that? That's the stipler already. That's Kabbalah. Again, I'm not saying about Chaim. It's not my God. Chaim Kalinetsky is a God because people like me and you made the mistake based on the sefer. So he has a God on the sefer and says, "No, us as Dakono don't make yesh mokum litois." Because I show the inner came. Saki mashu. Bakmushum school of bottom, you should have the shear over here. Now, if so, the question is, you have pieces of garlic on your chicken, on your challah, some say in your soup. What about garlic powder? Is that enough? So let's say in your pacha has garlic powder.
The powder is garlic.
Meister, the Isim Chaim Knievsky is very simple. Ulai. The Isim Nevensel, Sorach Levar, how Shum Meister works. So, Ulai, you have a Ulai, Sorach Levar, or you have 10 pieces over here. I'm not clear. I'm not sure how it works. Again, it's a good trailer. What do you go eat? Yeah, I have so many things to say. I'm holding it back. I'm so scared right now. So much scared. Right, in this halacha, Simon Meshpei, it's brought down in Sebeis, a second point of having a married, Sula, on Al Shabbos, Machlix of the Sugya, Maisik Mar, Ksubas Dav Zayin says, the water we pass me more, the Maskon, the water we boiled on our Shabbos, began the Taz brings down those who are being Machmer. Mishmur brings down from the Taz, Maskona, Amachma, Inu, Elo, Minamatmiim, Diff, the Machaba over here, and then Ezit, Simit, Samu, Kimmel, Mises, Mekel. Now I have to end off. The Mises, I was sitting here with Machm on Friday, and the Baron Davis giving a shiur over here, we're both over here, Mendel, where Baron David comes and gives a shalom by his bat over here on Fridays. So he was here this past Friday. They said he brought out the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah and Reish Pei. Shalom Aishir. He's sitting here and he has a full house over here. And he said over the Mishmur and the Bach by us. One, the way the Mishmur starts with calling part of the Bach. The Bach says, the part that says, we know it's the Mitzvah Oyna Leil Shabbos. The Mitzvah is the Mitzvah Oyna Leil Shabbos. The Oyna, and he brings down the Mice and the Torah, that Oyna does not start Leil Shabbos. Oyna starts Erev Shabbos. In the starts Erev Shabbos. In the starts Erev Shabbos. Soch lezor shekulim shegiya alayla chayim laharis toisemes chiv v'bahavo. So chiv on Erev Shabbos is ready to show that you care. Show that you worry about your zug. Vein soch loimer not to have katoto. Rishmur reis on a base being down the Gemara Gittin that there are two mishpachas that were destroyed because that fights Erev Shabbos. The Meister Meir came to live in the city a couple of weeks. The Meister, he brings out part of the Bach. You have to start showing Yechiv and Erev Shabbos. Then the Baron David took out the Bach inside and read one more line over there. It said over there, V'yizor l'kayim anosoy. The Gemara says, Zor l'kayim anosoy. What's the lashon of Yizor? Zihiris who klidim amaisel. Zihiris means beforehand. V'rots loyim, but Zihiris says, Sheyirdoif. Run after it. Beinu l'beinu, av v'achor kol Erev Shabbos. Yirdoif. Run. Zihiris, to run, do whatever you can. My wife loved this word. Say it over there. Say it over on Sunday. Run, care, do whatever you can to help out. That's your chiv. That's the yisoid. Vizor the kaiman also. I will be medaktik. We'll be medaktik in our shum shumai. And you yell at your wife, make sure we have shum. That's not the point over here. Right? As we know, when you yell at your wife, we're the cover the chalas. Because you don't want to embarrass the chalas over here. So yell at your wife not to embarrass the chalas. No, that's not the point over here. We have to realize, again, the Bach. Everyone should take out the Bach, underline it with the yellow and the markers and everything. Have a tour over here. And
that's what they teach you, things. You know? That's what they teach you, Chosin. That's what I was taught.
Yeah, yeah. But people forget. Chayim laharis toisevas chiva v'ahavo shiyidof beinu l'beinu achor kol Erev Shabbos. Kol. Don't say once in a while. Kol Erev Shabbos zechir v'yizor zehirus v'kod l'maisel. Attack, I should be zeichu when I'm preaching.
Amitah says, Amitah says. Thank you.